USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's 82-year-old husband, Paul Pelosi, is in the hospital after an individual broke into their San Francisco home and attacked him. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott explains what officers encountered when they arrived at the Pelosi's home.
Our officers observed Ms. Pelosi and a suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Ms. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it.
The suspect is in custody, and sources say the attacker was screaming, "Where's Nancy?" repeatedly after breaking into the home. The suspect is facing attempted homicide, assault, and other charges. A New York Republican is picking up a huge endorsement.
As early voting begins Saturday, New Yorkers have a critical chance to save their state by casting their vote for Representative Lee Zeldin. Those are the comments from the New York Post as they have endorsed the Republican candidate for governor and are requesting New Yorkers to send status quo Democrat Kathy Hochul packing. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least six people are injured after being shot outside a funeral in Pittsburgh. Police say it happened outside the Destiny of Faith Church Friday morning. A funeral was underway at the time of the shooting. One person is in critical condition while the rest are stable. Americans across the country are continuing to early vote.
More than 13.8 million Americans in 44 states have cast early ballots ahead of the midterm elections. As of Thursday, Florida voters have cast the most early ballots with 1.9 million already voting. California, Georgia, and Texas have also seen more than 1 million early ballots cast. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned on purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
With less than 2 weeks before Election Day, concerns about border security are weighing heavily on the minds of some voters. Laura Allen, who is a Val Verde County, Texas rancher, voices her concerns during a town hall interview airing on Fox and Friends Friday, sharing what she believes are the uncertainties young Americans are facing given the situation at the U.S. southern border.
Should I go to college? Is it going to do me any good? Am I going to get a job? Am I going to be able to buy a home? Am I ever going to have children because are they going to be safe? You know, there's some serious issues facing our children, and you can trace a lot of things that are happening in our country back to what's happening on this border.
Twitter's new owner says there will be no account reinstatements to the social media site right away. Elon Musk tweeting a content moderation council will be formed to evaluate the platform. He says it'll include widely diverse viewpoints. Several prominent figures are banned from Twitter over controversial comments, including former President Donald Trump. Musk also says no major content decisions will be made until that council meets. SpaceX is preparing for a launch next week for the U.S. Space Force. A Falcon Heavy rocket will boost a classified payload into orbit just after Halloween. Liftoff is scheduled for Tuesday morning at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found it. Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.